764 points at the close, and the S&P 500 gained almost 8 points to 2,587. KTRS Sports, Mizzou Tigers tackle the Florida Gators tomorrow in Columbia. Pregame on the Big 550 begins at 9, kickoff at 11. The Blue Note hosts the Toronto Maple Leafs at Scott Trey tomorrow night. And a programming note, Jay Randolph's Breeders' Cup special tonight at 6:30 on the Big 550. Renowned handicapper Doug Knackman joins Jay as they look at every race in this weekend's Breeders' Cup. Again, that's at 6:30 tonight. And the sports report brought to you by American Eagle Credit Union, locally owned and proud to serve your family, your business, and your community. KTRS Time Saver Traffic Time. Here's Tim Weiland in the KTRS Traffic Center. Tim?
Thanks, Kent. It looks like just within the last 30 seconds or so, they cleared that accident. The right lane is now open on northbound Highway 170 between Olive and Page. But damage is already done because you're jammed all the way back to Highway 40. Southbound 170, that's jammed up from about the same spot down through Highway 40. Westbound Highway 40 is running a bit slow, approaching Kings Highway through about McKnight. After that, it's pretty good opening out through Highway 270. Westbound 44, it's jammed up between Kings Highway and the roadwork at Shrewsbury. Southbound 55 is really stretched out now. A couple off-the-pace pockets, we'll call it now, from Gasconade all the way down through Revis Barracks. Southbound 270, it stop and goes south of Page to a little bit south of Olive. You got it slow again from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And it looks like eastbound 270, you're still slowing Missouri Bottom through Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Mother Nature can be temperamental. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people so they can prepare for when skies get rough for over 89 years. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
And just a reminder, daylight saving time ends tomorrow night. Set your clocks back 1 hour tomorrow night, and also check your batteries and your smoke alarm. KTRS forecast, looking ahead to the weekend, a wet weekend tonight, partly cloudy, then patchy drizzle, overnight low in the low 50s. Areas of drizzle and patchy fog tomorrow, then turning partly sunny in the afternoon, the high near 70. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 60s for the low. And on Sunday, continued mostly cloudy, thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High then in the right at 80 right now, 57 degrees at 507 from the Window World Studios at Westport. I'm Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stewart's American Mortgage.
The folks at Stefanina's went to announce a birth in the family. No, not that kind of birth. They want to announce the birth of a new Stefanina's Express location on Winghaven in the Lakeside Shops in O'Fallon, Missouri. Now there are 6 Stefanina's locations, the 5 express ones in St. Charles County and in Chesterfield, and their full-service restaurant on Veterans Memorial Parkway in O'Fallon. Since 1981, Stefanina's has been known for their legendary pizzas, generous pastas, sandwiches, and salads. Check out their website at steffspizza.com for locations, specials, and special events. For lunch or dinner, dine-in, or carry-out, you need to bring your family to Stefanina's. Now with 6 locations, including their newest addition. No, not that kind of addition. On Winghaven in the Lakeside Shops in O'Fallon. Great food at prices a family can afford. It's Stefanina's.
Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, rolling you towards your weekend, the first weekend of November, which means it is the last weekend of daylight savings time. Don't forget to turn your clock back late tomorrow night or first thing Sunday morning. I am Paul Harris. Thank you very much for listening. You can email me, paul@harrisonline.com. And if you're on Twitter, why not follow me? Don't cost you nothing. At Paul Harris Show. Max is here in the studio with me, and Josh is answering the phones. For you, if you'd like to be a Harris Challenge contestant, it's America's favorite topical trivia game every week on the Big 550. And if you'd like to take a shot at it now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or on most smartphones, *KTRS is a free call to get on the air here. Before we play, I do just have to say a couple of things about Bill Wilkerson, as you heard Kent Martin mention in our newscast. Bill, who worked 35 years on the radio in this town, at the other station, and two stints here at KTRS, has passed away at the age of 72. I got an email from a guy named Seth Carter, who said, I heard McGraw talking about Bill Wilkerson and your special between 2 and 3 this afternoon, and I have a quick story to tell you. I was in a Deerbergs many, many years ago, walking down the aisle, and heard a voice I knew was familiar. And I looked up, and there was this large black man standing next to me. And I said, excuse me, I know your voice from somewhere, don't you? And he said, yeah, I'm Bill Wilkerson. And I was taken aback because I never knew that Bill was an African-American. But I shook his hand and thanked him for everything he did and for all those great calls he made when he was the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals football team. And, of course, later Mizzou as well. He was the first African-American to be the main play-by-play guy on the radio for an NFL team anywhere in America. And also the first African-American to do the analysis during hockey games when he was on Blues games with Dan Kelly. That plus the legacy of all those years of morning radio, including here at KTRS, part of the legacy of Bill Wilkerson, who unfortunately has died at the age of 72. All right, let's go right to the phones and meet our first contestant for the challenge today, and that's you, Al. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Yeah, it's going fine. Thank you very much. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug. What would you like to plug?
All right, well, if I got 5 seconds, I'll say I think Bo Bergdahl deserved prison time, and I think that the Trump tax plan is terrible. So if I got 5 seconds, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay. By the way, that's exactly the amount of politics we allow on this show. 5 seconds, and we're done with it.
I met my quota.
Yes,
right.
You did. Now let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which categories you're going to choose from here. Number one, as always, have you been paying attention? Category two, no movies for November. Or category three, hip-hop history. Which one would you like, Al?
I'd like, have you been paying attention, please?
Okay, let me tell you what you're playing for here. Here are the prizes on the Harris Challenge today. You may have a pair of tickets to go see the OJs and the Spinners 1 week from tonight at the Family Arena. Tickets are online at familyarena.com. Or you can have a dozen donuts from Old Town Donuts in Florissant and Cottleville. Or you can have a gift card from Peroni's Pizza in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And if you get all the questions right for what we call the clean sweep, you'll get that gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, and online at candice's.net. And Dave, the owner of Breezy Buddy, just came by here today to give me some more of the Breezy Buddy cooling pillows, and it's not too early to tell you, this will make a great holiday gift for the middle-aged woman in your life who is going through the change and having those hot flashes. This will help her cool off. You can find out more at BreezyBuddy.com. Al, that's what you're playing for in the category, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first person indicted for his ties to Russia by special counsel Robert Mueller this week?
Papadopoulos.
Paul Manafort.
Ah.
One Direction has become only the second band to have three of its members release solo albums that went to number one. What was the first band to do that?
Can you repeat the question?
One Direction's become only the second band to have three of its members release solo albums that went to number one. What was the first band to do it?
Pass.
What country is the man from who plowed through the crowd in Manhattan this week, killing eight people?
Uzbekistan.
Correct. What's the name of the Netflix series that has suspended production in light of a sexual assault claim against its star, Kevin Spacey?
House of Cards.
Correct. Now that the Houston Astros have won the World Series, there are still seven teams that have never done it. Name five of them for 1 point each.
Oh, boy. The Indians, Astros, Braves, Cardinals.
All of those teams have won. The seven that never did it: Texas Rangers, Milwaukee Brewers, San Diego Padres, Washington Nationals, Colorado Rockies, Tampa Bay Rays, and Seattle Mariners. And the band that was the first to have three of its members release solo albums that went to number one, you may have heard of them, little band called the Beatles.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought Papadopoulos got indicted in July, though, before Paul Manafort. Am I wrong in that?
You know what? I believe you're actually right, and we're going to correct our answer and give you the point.
I think I'm still under, though. I'm still going to get punished.
No, I'm in a good mood. I'm going to give you the point, and the one, the three, and the four makes 8 points and makes you a winner, Al.
Hey, all right.
Congratulations. Thank you for the correction. Tell Josh which prize you'd like, and he'll make arrangements to get it to you.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. Let's go on to our second contestant now. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Want to plug something?
Oh, just it's a beautiful fall day in the STL.
Yes, it is. Let's see what categories are left here. You have no movies for November, hip-hop history, or our new third category, This Week in History.
This Week in History.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what day of the week did the 1929 stock market crash take place? Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday?
Tuesday.
Correct. Which volcano blew its top, burying the town of Pompeii in the year 79 A.D.?
Mount Vesuvius.
Correct. In what country did Michelangelo paint the ceiling? I'm sorry, in what century did Michelangelo paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
The 16th century.
That's correct. It was 1512. What was the first name of Indian Prime Minister Gandhi, who was assassinated in 1984?
Indira.
Correct. Now name the two heavyweight boxers who took part in the Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire this week in 1974.
George Foreman and Muhammad Ali.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the best you can do on the Harris Challenge. Every question correct for the clean sweep, which means in addition to your choice of the prizes, you also get the Candice's gift certificate and the Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. Nicely done.
Thank you, Paul.
Very, very nice, Bob. Hang on, and Josh will pick up, and I will go to our third contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Paul.
Tell us about yourself.
Say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Alex.
Okay. Categories are no movies for November, hip-hop history, or classic rockers.
I better stay away from that hip-hop. I'll go with the November.
Okay. The answers in this category are all movie titles that contain the word no. Josh, I think you may have just hung up on my contestant. You did. Have him call back and put him back up on the air, and I will hold that category, No Movies for November, for him. And I'll take Dan as our substitute third contestant. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would say today, Bowie Bergdahl has become the new O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
Fair enough.
If that's what you think, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Which category would you like, hip-hop history or classic rockers?
Oh, God. Classic rockers.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Dan.
Just mark me out now, but go ahead.
That's the kind of confidence we love on the Harris Challenge. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. What group, which is not made up of siblings but sounds like it is Patrick Simmons a guitarist for?
I have no idea.
What group from Rockford, Illinois had Robin Zander as its lead singer?
I have no idea.
What group was led by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson?
Pass.
For 2 points each, which two sons of a Beatle inducted Elvis Presley into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986?
Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
Two sons of a Beatle. Not Beatles, but two sons of a Beatle.
John Lennon. No, Paul McCartney.
Two sons of a Beatle. We'll come back to it. Which classic rock singer did a tour, a movie, and an album called Mad Dogs and Englishmen in 1971?
Repeat the question.
I can't because you're out of time. The classic rock singer who did a tour, a movie, and an album called Mad Dogs and Englishmen in 1971 was Joe Cocker.
I knew that.
The two sons of a Beatle who inducted Elvis into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Julian and Sean Lennon. Ann and Nancy Wilson have the group Heart. Robin Zander was the lead singer of Cheap Trick. And Patrick Simmons, guitarist and vocalist for the Doobie Brothers. Not siblings, but sounds like they are.
Now, I don't get an award for a clean sweep?
You get whatever the opposite of a clean sweep is, and the reward you're going to get is the punishment music you're about to hear.
This
is the first. Don't go. No, take it like a man now. Oh, Dan, I'm so disappointed.
That is not okay.
I'm so disappointed. You know
by
what?
By law, you have to punish the listeners.
We'll get the federal authorities on Dan, but I know he's still listening, and so let's punish him anyway. This is music I've never used before because I just discovered it this week thanks to a listener named Jennifer Garrett, who said, Paul, you got to look at this and listen to it. Some guy took the a-ha song, Take On Me, which we all know and said, you know, I wonder how it would sound if I played it on my air horn. You know, if we were at the Scott Trade Center, that would be a lot of goals for the Blues right there. Dan, the man, went away and didn't stay around for his punishment. Oh, well. Let's go back to the phones. And, Jim, I'm sorry we hung up on you accidentally earlier.
Boy, I couldn't believe it. All of a sudden, boom, I don't know. What the heck?
Well, so. I'm a man of my word. I've got you back, and I've hung on to your category. No movies for November. The answers in this category are all movie titles that contain the word no. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Ursula Andress play Honey Ryder opposite Sean Connery?
Dr. No.
Correct. In what movie did Sean Young play a woman who dated Kevin Costner and ended up dead?
No Way Out.
Correct. In what Coen Brothers movie did Javier Bardem play the killer Anton Chigurh?
No Country for Old Men.
Correct. In what movie did Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher play a couple struggling to have a purely sexual relationship?
I'll go back to that one.
In what 1993 Bridget Fonda movie, based on another movie called La Femme Nikita, shares its title?
No Way Out.
You already said No Way Out for Sean Young.
Sorry.
Let me finish the question. In what Bridget Fonda movie from 1993 shares its title with a classic rock song by Kansas?
I love the movie.
It's a good movie.
Oh, boy.
It has Gabriel Byrne and Mrs. Mel Brooks and...
And Bancroft.
And Bancroft is in it, yep. The movie is called Point of No Return.
Oh, heck.
Pretty good movie. And the one with Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher, which I don't blame you for not knowing, is called No Strings Attached. Unfortunately, since you missed the 5 and the 4, Jim, you only got the 1, 2, and 3 for 6 points, and that means I had to punish you as well.
Oh, maybe I should bail.
No. Take it like a man. You know what? Be a better man than Dan, Jim. Here it comes. Okay, all right. We punished them enough.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. I'm sure he's got to be happy he came back for that, don't you think? I will give you a little inside scoop here. When I sent that music to Max so he could have it ready for the show today, I told him this may be in the most annoying punishment music of all time. And by the way, that's a pretty big roster.
True.
But Max said to me, I love it.
It's my favorite.
Good. It's going to be stuck in your ear all weekend. I hope you enjoy that. Let's go to our final contestant today. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not so much about myself, just looking forward to a good weekend.
All right. One category left. It's hip-hop history. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, Gary. Please don't make us hear the air horn again.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, Notorious B.I.G. and Biggie Smalls were the same guy.
True.
Correct. Which rapper used to call himself the real Slim Shady?
Snoop Dogg?
No, it's Eminem. What St. Louis rapper was nominated for a Grammy for his album Country Grammar?
Death.
What rapper was first associated with DJ Jazzy Jeff before dropping him and going on to be a big TV and movie star?
Ice-T.
Will Smith. What does the A stand for in the rap group N.W.A.'s name? And please don't say the N. What does the A stand for?
Pass.
Okay, who's that St. Louis rapper nominated for a Grammy for Country Grammar?
I know it, but I just can't think of it.
Gary, here's a tip for you. Whenever the category starts with what St. Louis rapper, you just interrupt and say, Nelly! Most famous rapper from St. Louis. And the A in NWA is Attitude. So, Gary, you got off to a one-point start, and then it fell apart, so I'm going to have to punish you as well. Here it comes.
Yeah, I didn't get on there in time for the good category.
Oh, sorry. All I can think of is, what's it like to be this guy's neighbor? I'm glad we got to the long note at the end. Gary, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing.
Bye-bye.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, and, of course, in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. When I return, I'll have today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'll be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
Hi, I'm Florida Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action, where Old Town Florissant is well in its third century with a peaceful charm and ambience ideal for a new business to rehab a historic building or for a developer to build a new one. And Old Town is where we entertain with gusto each fall, hosting the biggest block party in the state with our Old Town Fall Festival every October. Rue St. Francis Street had a mile of smiles October 8th from Florissant Road to the Shrine. On Sunday, November 12th, patriotic faith-based Florissant will host our famous Veterans Day parade with many participants from the entire region. The parade leaves Bangard Park at 1 p.m. and proceeds north on Florissant Road and left on historic St. Francis, ending at VFW Post 4105, where we host a ceremony to reflect on the 99-year history and meaning of Veterans Day and to honor this year's Veteran of the Year. Christmas in Old Town is Saturday, December 2nd, with Santa at City Hall and Holly Lights debut at 5:15. The D.A.R.E. Project Liftoff Party for D.A.R.E. Children is at Egan Center at 6:30. For more, go to floresamo.com. Thanks.
Today's Money Talk Stock Market Wrap-Up is brought to you by Dolan Memory Care. All three major indexes were up today, with the Dow closing up 22.93. The NASDAQ rose as well, up 49.49 to close at 67.64.44, and the S&P up as well, up 7.99, closing at 25.87. For the week, the S&P was up $6.80. For the week, the Dow was up 105, closing at 23,539.19. In the metals market today, gold was down $7.50 an ounce, closing at 1,270.60, and silver was off 30 cents, closing at 1,684. Be sure to stay tuned on Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. for Money Talk. I'm Mark Oberman.
I'm Jim Evinger, CEO of Renew Sleep Solutions. Are you ready to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea without a big, bulky CPAP mask or painful surgery? The Renew Sleep System is the FDA-cleared, compact, comfortable, custom-fit solution that's proven to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea. Many have already met their deductible for the year, so there may be little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Call 314-279-9000. That's 314-279-9000. Or go to renewsleep.com.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Savings based on two-year protection plan compared to T-Mobile premium device protection as of July 12, 2017. SquareTrade does not cover loss or stolen items. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting a new phone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone.
So, protecting your phone is a smart idea. But phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $15 every month. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead for half the cost of insurance through your wireless carrier, and you could save $200 or more. It's like protecting two phones for the price of one. SquareTrade covers accidents like drops and spills with easy same-day repair options. Part of the Allstate family, we're trusted by over 30 million customers with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. How else can you save $200 in 10 minutes? So don't wait. Switch today.
Switch to SquareTrade now and you can save over $200. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Proposition P is on the ballot on November 7th, and the stakes couldn't be higher for St. Louis. Prop P is a halfpenny sales tax to raise the pay of our city's first responders.
I'm voting for Prop P.
It's not fair that our first responders earn 30% less than they can earn in the county. For St. Louis to be a safer city, we need Prop P to attract and retain the best officers and firefighters right here in St. Louis. Paid for by Citizens for a Safer St. Louis.
I am supporting Prop P.
Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, we begin with a quickie from Winter Park, Florida, where a perfectly named couple had a baby boy on Halloween afternoon this year. His first name is Oscar. His middle name is Gray. But it's the last name that makes it perfect. His last name is Frankenstein. For real. His parents are Kyle and Jessica Frankenstein, or maybe they pronounce it Frankenstein.
Frankenstein,
I don't know.
Yes, probably.
Story number two is from Louisiana, where the state's Supreme Court has ruled that a man who asked police to provide him a lawyer but was denied waived his right to legal representation because his request was an ambiguous reference to a lawyer dog. During an interview with detectives, the suspect, Warren Demesme, said, "This is how I feel. Y'all think I did it. I know that I didn't do it. So why don't you just give me a lawyer, dog?"
Oh, no!
Justice Scott Crichton wrote that this request was an equivocal reference to a lawyer dog that did not constitute an invocation of counsel.
Have they not seen the Shaggy DA?
Have they not seen Randy Jackson in all the years he was on American Idol and called everybody dog? According to Justice Crichton, the cops interrogating Demesme didn't violate his Miranda rights because, quote, a reasonable police officer would have understood only that the suspect might be invoking his right to counsel, unquote, but not definitively asking for a lawyer, which would have stopped the interrogation. The other justices on the Louisiana Supreme Court agreed, 8-1,
what?
That Demesme did not do enough to make clear he wanted a lawyer rather than a canine dressed up as a lawyer.
What?
Thanks to listener Amy for story number three from England. A woman named Sophie Tanner married herself there 2 years ago. Let me say that again. Sophie Tanner married herself 2 years ago. There's a name for that. It's called sologamy. Like monogamy, but solo. And in the UK, several women have chosen to have a full sologamy ceremony to commemorate the event. Sophie's father was even there to give her away as a bride to herself. Note that sologamy is not recognized by the law or, frankly, anyone. To me, it is the height of narcissism. But Sophie made news again this week. She went on a morning TV show for her second anniversary and announced that she was embarrassed because she had cheated on herself with Ruari Barrett, a polyamorist who is now also married to himself. I'll let you dissect all the words in that sentence. I will just tell you, that's not cheating, that's not bigamy, that is heterosexual sex between two very odd people. And it leads us to story number four. Out of Marshfield, Wisconsin, the story of Jeremy Van Ert, who went into a Quick Trip, walked into the beer cooler just before midnight. What he didn't know was that at midnight, you're not allowed to sell any more beer. So the beer cooler automatically locks. Jeremy was inside. When he discovered he couldn't get out, instead of shouting for help, he just camped out. Marshfield Police Chief Rick Gramza said that his department has dealt with people who intentionally hide and get locked inside places with the purpose of committing a crime, but this case was unique. Quote, we never had somebody accidentally locked in a place and not make any attempt to be rescued or get out because they're satisfied with the circumstances. He just decided to run it out for the night. After all, it had everything he needed, unquote. After 6 hours in the 32-degree cooler, not to mention an 18-ounce Ice House beer and 3 cans of Four Loko,
that's it.
Jeremy was spotted by another Quick Trip customer who told an employee that a man was trapped inside the cooler. But they couldn't open it until 6 o'clock in the morning when beer sales can resume. When they did, Jeremy ran out of the cooler in the store without paying for what he consumed. The other Quick Trip person saw him in there because it has glass doors that Jeremy could have knocked on to get an employee's attention. But he said, yeah, I purposely stayed in there and I just decided to stay and drink. He was cited for retail theft and punished by a $170 fine plus restitution for the business, but that's not all. Jeremy was also on probation for previous criminal charges, including 2 counts of arson. And because he got drunk and committed theft while on probation, he's going to be locked up for quite a while by his probation officer.
But not with any Ice House.
And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here in the Big 550 KTRS. If you've got one to contribute, email it to paul@harrisonline.com. Back with more after I tell you about Fast Eddie's. Fast Eddie's is a great place to go on a nice, beautiful evening like this and hang out on their outdoor patio. So big because Eddie bought the next street to expand his patio. And while you're there, if you want beer, you don't have to go into the beer cooler at a Quick Trip like Jeremy did. You just go to Fast Eddie's Bon Air, and you will get the coldest beer in town. They've had that beer that cold for 40 years. That's the staying power of a business like Fast Eddie's, which is not just a bar. They've got great food, too, and it's not expensive. So you can have the Big Elwood or the world-famous Peel and Eat Shrimp or the Hot Chick on a Stick or get a burger or whatever you're in the mood for. Tasty and not expensive at Fast Eddie's. And if you're going to be watching college football tomorrow or the NFL on Sunday or maybe Monday night, they got tons of flat screens so you can catch all the games. If you're 21 or over, Fast Eddie's Bon Air is a place to go to. Ask anybody in Alton where it is or just drive over the Clark Bridge into Alton. You make a right, look for the Fast Eddie's sign, and you are there. And by the way, Fast Eddie's is also a great place for bachelor or bachelorette parties. Find out more information on their website, fasteddiesbonair.com.
Well, it looks like we do have an incident on the Illinois side now. It's on eastbound Highway 64, just before Highway 159, because traffic is backed up near Highway 157. Eastbound 4064 downtown is still heavy Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44 getting better. You're slowing southwest out through Shrewsbury. Because of an earlier accident that's been cleared for a while, you still have some slow traffic on westbound 40 from Van Deventer. That goes through Bellevue. Southbound 170, that's much better now. You're from Ladue down through Highway 40. Northbound 170 is thinned out between 40 and Page. But you are running slow, though, south of Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. And it looks like we have southbound 270 just a little slow now from about Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, they know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two, like how to help so you could prepare for the journey ahead. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Listen up, homeowners. The holidays are right around the corner, and the families are going to be coming over. Now is the perfect time to update your kitchen and bath countertops. If you contact E&B Granite before November 10th, you can have beautiful granite, quartz, or laminate countertops professionally installed by Thanksgiving. That's right. Contact E&B Granite by November 10th and have your kitchen or bath countertops installed by Thanksgiving. No job is too big or too small. You know you've wanted to replace those old dingy tops for a while now, so don't wait any longer. Stop in to E&B Granite today and get your project started. They're on Manchester Road at Hampton. You can find them online at ebgranite.com. However you contact them before November 10th and have your new tops installed by Thanksgiving. With one of the largest in-stock selections of granite and quartz in St. Louis, you'll definitely find something you like. E&B Granite on Manchester Road at Hampton or online at ebgranite.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage on Friday, November 10th, when Travis Ford leads Billikens basketball against Seattle at 7 p.m. 2017-18 season tickets are still available for only $99. To purchase, contact 314-977-4SLU or visit slubillikens.com. It's the Billikens against Seattle, Friday, November 10th at 7 p.m. at Shea Fitz Arena.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace for the holidays. The next time she says,
"Sweetie, let's build a fire and snuggle."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track it mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
You're making a mess.
In response, tell her you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you won't have to go outside and get it. No mess. And you won't accidentally bring in a log with spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center. And when she's ready to call it a night,
hey, baby,
put another log on the fire. Tell her sorry. Gotta wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Really?
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off and go upstairs.
Wish we had gas logs.
Get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. And glass doors and tool sets so you can spend time cuddling during the holidays, not schlepping in and out to get wood. Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, ADT helps keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling. ADT, home, safe, home.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Max, and Tim are here with me. And now in our latest edition of Celebrities Are Stupid, let's go to DJ Khaled, who recently celebrated his son Assad's first birthday with a Lion King-inspired party.
Oh, that sounds sweet.
Well, let me just say right now, when your child is 1 year old, we're all fathers, we all know this, when your child is 1 year old, they don't know what the hell's going on.
True.
You're right.
He's not going to remember it because he's only one. And the only thought he has in his head is either put something in me or get this stuff in my pants. That's
right.
That's
exactly.
All. One year old. But to make it even better, this was a Lion King inspired party which featured a real tiger cub. Max, you probably have watched The Lion King with Oscar recently. Any yes. tigers in there?
You know, we just watched it earlier this year. I don't recall any tigers in The Lion King.
No, there are no tigers in The Lion King. You know why? Because The Lion King takes place in Eastern Africa where there are no tigers. I guess the lion cub was an upgrade. And now the next thing I have for you is, this will be good. I want both of you to vote on which one of these four things is the stupidest business move you've heard recently, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let me tell you the stories. There are four of them. Number one was the one that got some publicity last week, which is the Amazon Key, where yes. you pay Amazon $250, and then they have the right, after you install the equipment as a lock on your door, they have the right to let their delivery person into your home to put the box or package inside your home, then close the door and leave, rather than just leaving it on your front stoop. That's nominee number one, okay?
All right.
Nominee number two is the Happy Fork, a Bluetooth-enabled smart fork that vibrates and lights up when it senses that you are eating too quickly. If you try to take more than one bite every 10 seconds, it will light up and sync via the cloud to their website, which keeps track of whether you're eating too quickly.
Who would buy that?
The founder says, "We need to slow down in our eating. You shouldn't be in that much of a rush." This is a guy who doesn't have to take a half hour for lunch like most Americans do in their 9-to-5 job.
You're right.
You take 32 minutes and the boss says, "Excuse me, Tim, where have you been?" And by the way, could you imagine taking the Happy Fork to a restaurant with you?
No.
And your friends get to, hey, Jenkins, idiot, what's with the light-up fork? What's the deal with that? Oh, I'm going to lose weight because I'm not going to eat as quickly. Yeah, you're having a burrito and a piece of chocolate cake. I don't think it's the fork.
Right.
That's the factor you need to worry about here. All right, that's option number two.
Okay.
Now, option number three is a pill to make exercise obsolete. There's a story online this week by a reporter named Nicola Twilley, who writes about a drug that works by mimicking the effect of endurance exercise on one particular gene by binding itself to the receptor. The drug reconfigures it in a way that alters the messages the gene sends and boosts the signal to break down and burn fat.
Wow.
Now, I've said this for many, many years. Americans do not want the simplicity of four simple words to lose weight. Eat less, exercise more. Four words is too much for us. We want one. We want two words. Take pill.
Yes.
And yes, so this company has developed what they call a pill that will make exercise obsolete. But here's my favorite quote from the story that this woman, Nicola Twilley, wrote. She didn't invent it. She called up Tim Wilson, who designed this drug, and asked, "Will you take this pill?" And he said, "Oh, no, absolutely not."
What happens if you overdose on this pill? You'd waste away to nothing.
Twilley says she also called up other researchers and found that none of them had ever taken any exercise pill in any form because they know eat less, exercise more is the only way to make it work. So that's number three. And then dumb business move number four. Southwest Airlines has finalized an agreement with Warner Music Nashville that will expand the airline's series of pop-up in-air concerts. Southwest has been hosting, and I fly Southwest several times a year. I've never seen this, but I heard about it. Southwest has been hosting in-air shows since 2011. Billboard magazine says the series has grown in popularity over the last 6 years as Southwest passengers hope that their flight will be one of the lucky ones to feature a sure-to-go-viral performance.
But who
I'm telling you again. I'm telling you again as a person
that's
who
my
flies
reaction
quite a bit. What if I don't like your music? And by the way, what if I'm trying to sleep on the plane? If I'm flying from here to L.A. or Vegas or Seattle or Cancun.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rick Springfield. Let's go, Jesse's Girl. Oh, my Lord, Rick Springfield, sit down.
No, this
I love Max's.
This is going to be current Warner Music Nashville. So I'm guessing current country bands that aren't really well known I mean, you're not going to see Dierks Bentley on that plane. You're going to hear people who you never heard. So those are your four choices. Recapping again, Amazon Key, the Happy Fork, the pill that makes exercise obsolete, or Southwest's pop-up in-air concerts. Tim, what do you think?
Okay, here's how I look at it. The Southwest Airlines thing, some people might like that, and you can always, you know, you can always put earplugs in, or you can have noise reduction headphones.
You know what it's going to do? That's going to sell a lot of Bose Quiet Comfort headphones.
Right, right. Okay, the Amazon Key, I saw it was about 50-50. There were some people that thought that was a good idea, you know, as long as they can keep track of that.
I don't want to give anybody access to my house.
I don't either, but there were some other people that thought it was better than having people walk, you know, just sleeping. You know, what I would do, have it delivered at where you work or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But there were some people who thought it was a good idea. Everybody's looking for a quick thing like a pill to fix it. So I think the dumbest one was the Happy Fork.
The $60 smart fork.
The smart fork.
No, it's called the Happy Fork. You were right.
Okay.
But they call it, the company calls it a smart fork because it's smarter than your mouth.
Yeah, I think that is probably, to me, that is the dumbest thing for an adult because, like you said, it doesn't, you know, it's letting me know I'm eating too fast, or it doesn't let you know you're eating too much or the wrong kind, you know. So, but other people, everybody's always looking for a pill to help them. So, that's number two, that's my vote.
Okay.
I have to agree with Tim. I think that the weight loss pill, the diet pill, you're always going to have a new one of those every 5 years. Nobody will buy this thing. It'll go away. So, that's sort of a moot point. I think the Amazon Key, there are some other uses for it. You can put it on your garage and then have people leave your package in the garage. So, I think that's kind of a good idea. The music artists on planes, it's annoying, but Tim is right. Some people will probably like it. Nobody is going to voluntarily use the Happy Fork. A court of law is going to have to sentence you to use of the Happy Fork.
You're right. That's your punishment for a misdemeanor.
I agree with you. And I will also add the one that I left out here.
Uh-oh.
Choice number five, which probably goes right along with that. The people who make instant ramen, Nissin, a Japanese company. And if you've never eaten ramen, you've never had a minimum wage job where you barely made the rent or the mortgage.
Wait, ramen or ramen?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Ramen noodles, right?
Ramen
okay,
noodles.
All right, I thought ramen it was something different.
Ramen is what rich people call it, but we all know it's ramen.
When I ate in college, it was ramen. You'd go to the store and you'd get like 10 of them for a dollar.
It was cheap and salty.
Yeah, they weren't exactly. Nissin, the ramen company, has released a $130 noise-canceling fork that is meant to mask the sound of noodle slurping.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that may sound like an idiotic idea because who cares about that? You're in your college dorm, and if your friends don't like it, tough. They can go get stoned somewhere else. But if you go to Japan, these ramen shops are everywhere, and they are packed with people at lunchtime. And if you walk into one, all you hear is from every single person in there. Now, they can't mind it that much because they keep going back.
It's their culture.
Again, $130 to cut that out with noise canceling. Buy some Bose Quiet Comfort headphones, and now you can not only go on a Southwest Airlines flight, you can have ramen.
Imagine if the ramen shops had the smart fork. Everybody would be slurping so slowly. Oh,
there you can combine them.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, Max, there you got it. You take the two worst ideas and you just made something out of it.
Very, very good. Before I go, I want to mention that on Tuesday, it's an election day that most people won't be voting in because nobody knows what's up. But in the city of St. Louis, you've got Prop P. The county passed it earlier this year for county police officers and other first responders. And now the city should pass it this week as well. And I want you to keep in mind, whatever you may think of the police, they're not making enough money. In fact, they're going to be making probably $10,000 less in the city than their counterparts in the county, which means the city's going to lose cops to the county. But here's the other important thing to remember. This also includes raises for firefighters and EMTs. So you got to support them.
Right.
Regardless. And so vote yes on Prop P on Tuesday.
Just remember, when something goes wrong, who are the first people you call?
That's right.
So remember that.
Besides the Ghostbusters. On behalf of Tim and Max.
Say goodbye, Paul.
And all of us who work here on the Friday afternoon Paul Harris Show, have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right. Well, things have wound down kind of like the show just did. No, they wound down pretty well here. Southbound 270 is looking pretty good. Eastbound Highway 4064. For some reason, I have not been able to see a reason, but you are still really crawling between Clayton, Warson, and Hanley. That's causing southbound 170 to slow down Forest Park Parkway through 40. Westbound 40 still a little heavy from Hampton through Bellevue. Eastbound 40 also downtown. You are heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and on eastbound Highway 270, now you're slow east of McDonald through Highway 170, and it looks like they cleared that incident that was on eastbound 64 before Highway 159. This traffic report is brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. That is a look at your traffic. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I'm Jim Evinger, CEO of Renew Sleep Solutions. Are you ready to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea without a big, bulky CPAP mask or painful surgery? The Renew Sleep System from Renew Sleep Solutions is the FDA-cleared, compact, comfortable, custom-fit solution that's proven to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea. There's no mood-killing mask, no pain or downtime, just a better night's sleep for you and the loved one next to you. I've seen it change thousands of lives, and yours can be next. The Renew Sleep System is covered by most medical insurance, and right now is a great time to use your HSA or flexible spending account. Many have already met their deductible for the year, so there may be little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Feel great again, St. Louis. Learn more at renewsleep.com or call 314-279-9000. That's 314-279-9000, or go to renewsleep.com.
I'm Steve Birch, medicine shop owner and pharmacist. If you are tired of big box stores or disgusted with your Medicare drug plan, stop into the Medicine Shop Pharmacy today. Medicine Shop is a preferred pharmacy for some very competitive plans in 2018, and one of these could be right for you. Just stop in and we will take the necessary information from you and do the rest. It doesn't cost a thing and could save you hundreds of dollars. Give us a call today or stop in your local Medicine Shop Pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Marty Hennerlong, pharmacy owner at the Medicine Shop in St. Clair, Missouri. Stop by and see either myself or my helpful staff at the Medicine Shop in St. Clair Plaza. We are a preferred provider for Coventry and Express Preferred.
Come visit Mike Hitchler, owner and pharmacist of the Valley Park Medicine Shop, located in the Stonegate Shopping Center, serving Baldwin, Fenton, Kirkwood, Manchester, Twin Oaks, and Valley Park.
Come and visit Alex Bayman at Chesterfield Medicine Shop, located on 141 and Olive.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We're learning more about the circumstances surrounding the executive director of the Wahlberg Sanctuary, where investigators say he's been charged with exposing himself. Here for police who say he was caught in the act.
And a frightening crime caught on camera. The Steak and Shake restaurant's being robbed around the area.
Also, the problem that's prompted St. Louis Zoo officials to close down the grizzly bear exhibit temporarily.
First on Fox, three people shot in North County during a gathering following a funeral.
It happened this afternoon at the Ambassador Event Center